9 minutes after 8 o'clock here in your Tuesday morning time for a Kicks Morning Chat. And joining us in the studio, it's Corey Harper, Executive Director with the North Carolina Families United. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. And we're going to talk a little bit about what North Carolina Families United is. And you've got an event. That we want to share with folks. So let's start with the event that's coming up, Corey.
Sure. We're having a rural reentry simulation. It's going to be on July the 29th, which is next Wednesday, at the Martin Luther King Center from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m.
And for folks who aren't familiar with what you do, what are they going to find during the event? And who should, would you invite to say you really should attend this event?
Yes, we have this event coming up, and I'm so excited. We've been trying to do this for a while now. Mm-hmm. So a reentry simulation is basically, it's an event that shows what types of barriers an individual will face coming out of incarceration. So there's going to be a simulation that will show things such as probation officer, banking, education, DSS, these types of things that an individual will need to deal with coming out. Mm-hmm. Finding housing, getting their IDs, finding employment. Number one issue is housing and transportation.
Okay. So, yeah, a lot of things that, like you said, they're going to need to learn and get familiar with and be ready when it's time to come out.
Exactly. So the simulation will, it's going to be fun. It's going to be, I did one once and I did pretty good. The person that was with me, they ended up going back to jail like 4 times.
Oh, goodness.
During the simulation. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a live Monopoly game.
Okay.
And so you are going to go to each station. So when you come in, you'll sit down. Up under your seat, you'll find a packet, and that's going to tell you your fate. It's going to give you your directions of the things that you need to do, and we're going to have different stations within the area. And you have an assignment that you have to go through. And so you could go to the bank, and the bank will say, you don't have an ID, so we can't help you. Mm-hmm. I went to the bank after I stood in line, and they closed, said, we're going to be closed for 2 hours for lunch.
Oh,
and I'm
goodness.
Like, oh, my gosh. So you have to go through these stations and things. And, you know, we're going to talk about homelessness. We're going to talk about, child care. All the things that an individual will have to face coming out of incarceration.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good and really educational and important type of event.
Yes,
so
yes. We want people from the community to come. You can sign up to be a volunteer, or you can sign up to be a participant, or you can just come to watch, just to be, knowledgeable about the barriers that individuals face when they come into reentry.
That is going to be a wonderful event. And as for the group that you're the executive director for, tell us about Families United and what your goal is.
So I came into North Carolina Families United a long time ago. I came in as a board member.
Okay.
It's for families. Basically, children, youth, and families. That is who we are. We work on reunification. We work on, we have a program called Family Partners that basically it's like being a parent and helping the next parent through something that you've gone through.
Okay.
We do trainings there. We do child and family teams trainings, which is working with the school systems. Sometimes when a child may have an issue at the school and, we go in and we build a rapport with the child, we build a rapport with the parent, and then we go in and we advocate with the child and the parent. And sometimes, more so with the child. I was one of those parents that I thought I knew exactly what my child needed because she didn't talk a lot. But a woman came along by the name of Mary Lloyd, and she talked to my child. She advocated for my child, and what I thought my child needed is not exactly what she needed. But Mary was able to bridge that gap and advocate exactly for her what she needed.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we do a lot of trainings like that.
Yeah. It sounds like a really good group. And if there's, you know, folks that want to learn more mm-hmm. about what you do or find out maybe how they can help out, where's the best way to do that?
So we're online, NorthCarolinaFamiliesUnited.org. We have an office, but I'm very rarely in the office. I'm usually out in the community, but we do have a brick and mortar office mm-hmm. right on the side of Telco Bank, between Telco and Aldi's. So okay. it's attached to the bank, but it's the door right beside of it. So, and we do a lot of programs throughout the community. We are a statewide family network organization. We've been named that from SAMHSA. And so we go throughout the state and we try to help families navigate hard positions. Right now, we're actually doing a fatherhood program at the Caldwell County Detention Center.
Oh.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Captain Bailey. He's been very essential on getting us into the detention center. It took us a while, but we're in there. We'll do a fatherhood program every Tuesday night.
Wonderful.
Me.
That is great. Yeah. So, yeah, a big hats off there. And thank you for the work that you're doing. It's really important work. And if
thank
folks
you.
Are interested, like we said, in being part of it, helping out, you're always looking for volunteers.
Always, always, yes.
All
yes.
right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, telling sure. us about what it is that's going on and that great event coming up. We invite
yes.
folks to come out to as well.
Yes. We have a youth coordinator that is, you know, she has lived experience. We have a marriage and family therapist, which is our program director, Malika Wiley. And Heather Coffey is our business manager. Fred Morrison is my co-facilitator. So shout out to all of them. They work really hard with me. I really appreciate everything they do.
Excellent. So, yeah, big hats off to them because it takes a whole crew to get this all done, doesn't
it? It does.
All right. Well, Corey, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
I hope so. Hope to see you at the reentry simulation.
Absolutely. There's Corey Harper joining us this morning from North Carolina Families United for our Kicks Morning Chat.